各位弟兄姐妹朋友们平安。
Brothers and sisters, peace be with you.
很高兴再一次看到大家。虽然我们人不很多，但是知道在主里面，我们都是一家人。
We're very happy to see you. Though there aren't many people, we know that in the Lord we are all one family.
在民数记里面呢，有一位非常有名的人物，他的名字叫巴兰。
In the book of Numbers, there's a very important character.
巴兰为什么说他很重要呢？因为他的事情在圣经里面把他记了下来。
Why do we say he's an important figure? Because what he did was recorded in detail.
然而很悲哀的是，那些事情却是一些负面的影响。
Sadly, these events had negative influence.
让我们看见一个假冒为善、贪婪钱财者的下场。
Let us see the consequences, of his pharisaical and greedy nature.
让我们先从民数记第二十二章开始来讲。
Let's begin in Numbers,
chapter 22, verse 1. 那个时候，以色列人来到了约旦河的东岸，就面对着耶利哥城。
At that time, the Israelites came to the Jordan.
摩押王巴勒，他看见以色列人向亚摩利人所行的事，他就大大惧怕，心生忧虑。
And this prophet was very fearful at his enemies.
所以他就打发人家拿着挂金到巴兰那里去。
And so he went to prophet named Balaam.And had a fee that he wanted to pay so that the prophet would pronounce a curse on Israel.
要巴兰为他咒诅以色列人，因为圣经说巴兰他为谁祝福谁就得福，他咒诅谁谁就受咒诅。
This prince Balak wanted Balaam to pronounce a curse on Israel because whomeverBalaam cursed was cursed, and whoever Balaam blessed was blessed.
这就是今天的信息。巴兰的教训。
This is today's message, Balaam's lesson.
希望我们从巴兰的失败当中学到教训。
I hope we can learn a lesson from Balaam's failures.
让我们一起来念这个民数记二十二章七到三十五节。我念红的，你们给我念蓝的，那么你可以用英文念。
In English, please follow alongside me as we read Numbers chapter 22.Verses 7 through 35.
我们就是英文中文都是一起念哈。我先来念第七节开始。摩押的长老和米甸的长老手里拿着挂金到了巴兰那里，将巴勒的话都告诉了他。神临到巴兰那里说，在你这里的人都是谁？从埃及出来的民遮满地面，你来为我咒诅他们，或者我能与他们征战，把他们赶出去。巴兰早晨起来对巴勒的使臣说，你们回本地去吧，因为耶和华不容我和你们同去。
摩押的使臣就起来回巴勒那里去，说巴兰不肯和我们谈。
巴勒又差遣使臣，比先前的又多又尊贵。
他们到了巴兰那里对他说，
因为我必使你得极大的尊荣，你向我要什么我就给你什么，只求你来为我咒诅这名。
巴勒回答巴勒的主说，巴勒就是将亚兰的诚意给我，我心上暗想岂不真的愿意把我神的意。
现在我请你们今夜在这里住宿，等我得知耶和华还要对我说什么。巴兰早晨起来，背上驴，和摩押的使臣一同去了。驴看见耶和华的使者站在路上，手里有拔出来的刀，就从路上跨进田间。巴兰便打驴，要叫他回转上路。驴看见耶和华的使者，就贴靠墙，将巴兰的脚挤伤了。巴兰又打驴。驴看见耶和华的使者，就窝在巴兰底下。巴兰发怒，用杖打驴。巴兰对驴说：“因为你戏弄我，我恨不能手中有刀子把你杀了。”当时耶和华使巴兰的眼目明亮，他就看见耶和华的使者站在路上，手里有拔出来的刀。巴兰便低头俯伏在地。驴看见我，就三次从我面前偏过去。驴若没有偏过去，我早把你杀了，留他存活。耶和华的使者对巴兰说：“你同这人这些人去吧，你只要说我对你说的话。”于是巴兰同着巴勒的使臣去了。好，我们就念到这里哈。那我们低头祷告。主啊，我们感谢你，因为看到驴子都会说人话。对创造万物的主耶稣基督神来说，什么是不有可能呢？主，我们这个时候就求你赐下圣灵与我们同在，来高孩子的嘴，还有每一位弟兄姐妹的耳朵。主，我就谢谢你，让我们今天讲得明白，听得清楚。这样祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名，阿们。这个在我们有读一年读经计划的人都刚刚正好读过这个地方，对不对？那么这个地方讲到呢，就是说这个巴勒他因为看到以色列人非常的汹涌，因为耶和华是他们军队的元帅，所以这个巴勒就他就害怕了。
This chapter speaks of Balak's fear of the Israelites.
所以巴勒就差派使者带了挂金来找巴兰。
So Balak brought money to ask Balaam to perform.
那么，但是巴兰呢，他并没有立即回绝巴勒的要求。
But Balaam didn't completely refuse his offer.
反而留他们在家里面住了一个晚上。
In fact, they stayed at his home for one evening.
并且为了这个事情，他求问神。
And because of this, sought God's discernment.
所以神的话就临到他说：“你不可同他们去，也不可咒诅那民，因为那民是蒙福的。”
So Balaam sought God's wisdom, and in verse 12, it says,
你不可咒诅那民。
Do not go with them. You must not put a curse on those people because they are blessed.
所以那天第二天早上，巴兰起来呢，就对巴勒的使者说：“你们回去算了吧，因为耶和华不容许我和你们同去。”
So the next morning, Balaam said to Balak's princes in verse 13, "Go back to your own country, for the Lord has refused to let me go with you."
我们看到这里，好像我们感觉上。巴兰好像是一个非常敬虔顺服神的人，是不是？
From these words, it seems that Balaam is a very devout and obedient servant.
你看他做什么事情，他都要问神说可不可以的。
He, in whatever he did, first asked the Lord if that was all right.
但是我们也要看看巴兰他到底动机是什么呀。
However, we have to see to Balaam's true heart.
难道巴兰不知道以色列是神的选民，是神？赐福于他们的吗？
Didn't he know that Israelites were God's chosen people?
所以怎么可以去咒诅神的选民呢？
So how could you curse God's chosen people?
所以这里有两样事情，一个是寻求神的旨意，另外一个是征求神的许可。
So there's two issues here, after God's will, and the second, it's...
寻求神的旨意就好像我们把一切事情摆到神的面前，求神来提醒我们，求神来带领我们。
Seeking God's will is like putting our situation before Him and asking Him.
征求神的许可，就好像有的时候你记不记得你们的小孩子，可能有的孩子还不很大。我记得我以前小孩子，他譬如说要吃糖的时候，他爸爸要吃糖，不可以不可以，他就要吃糖要吃糖要吃糖，用头来撞我。这就是他要征求我的许可。最后我刁不过他，我就说好了，你去吃好了，吃就算了。
The second issue is God's discernment. It's as like a child asking his father for candy. Though they're begging for something that's not good for them, in the end, he may give in.
所以寻求神的旨意跟征求神的许可不一样。
So, to ask for God's wisdom and to receive.
更好笑的是呢，是第二次巴勒又派人来，而且是。派层次更高的使者来，再一次来找巴兰。
The funny thing is, Balak's princes came again and brought even more riches and sent even more high people to ask for Balaam.
仍然在表面上看起来呢，巴兰是一个非常遵行神旨意、奉行神命令的人。他甚至于公开的表明说。巴勒就是将他满屋的金银给我，我行大事小事也都不越过耶和华我神的命令。
On the surface, it seemed that Balaam was very devout. Even if Balak gave me his palace filled with silver and gold, I'd not do anything great or small to go beyond the commandment of the Lord.
我说表面上，然而他的内心呢是蠢蠢欲动的。
That was on the surface, but in his inner heart there was a struggle.
因为如果他真的他知道神的旨意，他遵行神的命令呢，他第一次问呢就不应该了，第二次再问呢就更不应该了。
Because if he was truly obedient to God, he wouldn't need to inquire him a second time.
巴勒不死心，巴兰也不死心。
Balak didn't give up and neither did Balaam.
巴兰他心中所想的，他眼里面所看的，就是满屋子的金银财宝。
In Balaam's heart and mind, there was palace full of silver and gold.
巴兰死到临头，却依然想要去。
Balaam could foresee the consequences, but he still wanted to go.
所以他那天就背了驴子，他就赶着路去了。
So that day he rode his donkey and went on the way.
结果这个驴子呢，他看到这个灭命天使拿着刀站在路中间等他。
And riding on the donkey, there was an angel standing in the way.
这个 angel 呢拿了一把刀子要杀他。
This angel carried a knife in his hand and wanted to kill him.
我们刚才说，这个神不是准了他的吗？
Didn't we just say that God allowed him to go?
我要等一下我再给你们解释为什么要杀他。
I'll explain in a minute why the angel wanted to kill him.
所以这个驴子呢？他不希望主人被杀死，他就开始嘟嘟嘟嘟嘟嘟嘟嘟，就小驴子就走开了路，走到田里面去了。
So this donkey didn't want his master to be killed, so he veered off to the side.
巴兰是财迷心窍，眼睛都看不到了，所以他就拼命打这个驴子，把这个驴子赶回到这个大马路上面去。
And to Balaam, this angel was invisible, so back onto the right path.
不是马路，是驴子路。OK， 他就把他赶回到驴子路上面去。那这个面面天使就站在路中间。
And so the angel just stood opposing them in the road.
所以这个驴子就开始挤呀、啊、挤呀、啊，靠到边，靠到墙边这样子走，就尽量要躲远一点，因为巴兰一直在抽他，要他往前走。
And Balaam would beat the donkey, but as it was moving on the path, it would veer to the side to avoid hitting the angel.
所以把巴兰的脚压伤了。
And so Balaam's foot was crushed.
所以巴兰就更生气，就开始打这个驴子。
So Balaam was very angry and beat the donkey fiercely.
就这个时候就发生了一件神迹了。
And then a miracle occurred.
这驴子就讲话了。
The donkey spoke.
我不知道有没有人听过驴子讲话。圣经上面驴子真的会讲话。我看过一篇小小的报道，说有一个传道人呐、
啊，
他也是骑着驴子出去传福音。他因为常常走这条路，所以他就一面打盹儿。一面坐在驴子上面，就半睡半醒，让驴子自己来走。
So he went on this road frequently and was half asleep riding on the donkey.
结果这个驴子呢，他就自己就走岔了路，但是eventually他走了另外一条路，还是走到那个终点了。
So the donkey went on a different path but ended up in the same place.
就是因为这样子呢，结果人家在路上要杀他的就。错失了他。
Because of this, people who were planning to rob him on the road and kill him, they missed those.
所以我看那个报道，他说这是一个真的事情，所以我们就知道，真是有的时候神不但是让驴子讲话，神甚至让宇宙万物都向我们讲话。
So from this article, I learned that not only does God speak to us through donkeys, but through all of creation.
我刚才说巴兰。死到临头，利益熏熏，他仍然是想要去。
We just said that Balaam's heart was swayed by fortune, and he wanted to go.
中国话有一句俗话说啊，要钱的怕不要钱的，不要钱的怕不要命的。
There's a Chinese want money, are not
afraid of
afraid of those who don't want money.
Yeah.
And those who don't want money are afraid of death.
Those who fear no death.所以巴兰呢，他是要钱，他又不要命，就是天不怕地不怕。
That was like Balaam. He wanted money and he was afraid of nothing.
那个时候呢，那个驴子就跟他讲话，所以巴兰才了解了，说哦，原来有这么回事啊。因为这个时候，神也让巴兰的眼睛就打开了。
In this instance, the donkey spoke to Balaam so that he was enlightened.
他看到这个天使，他才知道驴子救了他的命。
He knew that the donkey saw the angel and saved his life.
他也赶快跨下驴来，就俯伏在地，向那个面命天使赶快认罪悔改。
And he fell prostrate before the angel and confessed.
然后他说：“我有罪了，你如果不喜欢我去，我就转回去算了。”
And he said in verse 34, "I have sinned. I did not realize you were standing in the road. Now, if you are displeased, I will go back."
So again, 他讲这个实际上什么？还是想去。
So on his tongue he declared his sinfulness, but in his heart he still desired to go.
他还是想要那个满屋的金银。
He still wanted a house full of treasures.
所以巴兰呢，他就仍然去了。到了巴勒那边呢，他就开始向以色列民要开始发咒诅。
And so he still went to Balak and to his palace.
但是呢，神就再一次掌控了巴兰。所以他所讲出来的咒诅的话都变成祝福了。一年四次，连巴勒都气疯了，说你怎么我叫你来咒诅，你怎么还为以色列人民祝福呢？
In one year he blessed Israel four times.
因为神在介入了。
Because God interceded.
巴 巴兰在第一次讲预言的时候，末了的时候，他说
：“The first time when Balaam prophesied, he said,
他说我愿如义人之死而死。
Let me die the death of the righteous, and may my end be like theirs.
我愿如义人之终而终。但是呢，巴兰他并没有像义人之死而死。巴兰最后被以色列的军队用乱刀砍死。”
Actually, Balaam didn't have a righteous death. He was killed by the sword.
圣经上面有很多义人的死，我们都知道。
There are many righteous martyrs in the Bible.
当他们为了神而死的时候，那个天使天君都欢呼，他们在天上的奖赏是大的。
When they are killed for the Lord, the angels in heaven are rejoicing.
他说：“我愿如义人之终而终。”他也没有像义人之终而终。
When Balaam said, "Let me die the death of the righteous," he didn't behave like a righteous.
因为所谓的义人，我们都是义人，因信称义的人都是义人。我们终会终，最后会在天堂。但是巴兰他最后没有上天堂。巴兰甚至于没有像其他的以色列的人。能够分到地土。
We in fact are also righteous, and when we die, we will be brought home with the Lord in heaven. But Balaam was not righteous. He did not die and go to heaven. In fact, he did not even receive a burial plot.
第三次，巴兰又为以色列民祝福。他说：“凡给你祝福的，愿他蒙福；凡咒诅你的，愿他受咒诅。”
The third time Balaam was filled with the Spirit and prophesied, it says in Numbers 24:9, "Those who bless you be blessed, and those who curse you."
你们觉得这句话是不是以前在哪边听过吗
？Have you heard this before?
这就是神对亚伯拉罕的祝福啊。
This is like God's blessing to Abraham.
对，在创世纪里面，神说祝福你的就蒙祝福，咒诅你的就受咒诅。
In Genesis, it says, "Those who are blessed will be blessed."
巴兰这么做，神对巴兰的评价是如何呢
？And this is what Balaam did. And what is God's assessment of Balaam's work?
也就是说，巴兰有没有错？他错在哪里
？And this is to say, did he go do something wrong? And where did he go wrong?
我有的时候想说，譬如说夫妻争吵，有的时候吵说谁对谁错。
I often think when couples, married couples dispute, trying to see who was right or who was wrong.
比如说吵到最后，太太或者先生说你还不认错，你认不认错
？And the husband and wife will accuse you still don't agree.
You got to do that. 我以前我就会吵，我就说我要是错了就是错娶了你。
And in the past, when I had this dispute, I would say I was wrong in marrying you in the first place.
其实我是真的错了。
Actually, I really was wrong.
这个老脸皮下不来啊。
And I was afraid to admit that.
那么神对巴兰的评价是什么样子呢
？So what is God's assessment of Balaam's work?
彼得前书二章十四到十六节，他说：“他们满眼是淫色，止不住犯罪，引诱那心不坚固的人，心中习惯了贪婪，正是被咒诅的种类。他们离弃正路，就走差了，随从比尔之子巴兰的路。巴兰就是那贪爱不义工价之先知，他却为自己的过犯受了责备。那不能说话的驴，以人的言语拦阻先知的狂妄。” Yeah. Second Peter.
2 Peter chapter 2 verses 14 to 16 says, "With eyes full of adultery, they never stop sinning. They seduce the unstable. They are experts in greed, in a cursed brood. They have left the straight way and wandered off to follow the way of Balaam, son of Beor, who loved the wages of wickedness. But he was rebuked for his wrongdoing by a donkey, a beast without speech who spoke with a man's voice and restrained the prophet."
因为你们往后看民数记，他就有一段讲到说，巴兰后来造成了以色列人拜偶像，还有跟摩押女子行淫，所以造成整个以色列民后来开始闹瘟疫，死了好几万人。
If you follow Balaam's influence, you will know that later. he led them, the Israelites, to idolatry, and this caused plagues to fall upon them and kill many people.
那么犹大书也说呢，他把巴兰的错误呢，跟可拉党的叛变一起来相提并论。他说，但这些毁谤他们所不知道的，他们本性所知道的事，与那没有灵性的畜类一样，在这世上竟败坏了自己，他们有祸了，因为走了该隐的道路，又为力往巴兰的错谬里直奔，并在可拉的叛变中灭亡了。
In the book of Jude, chapter 1, verses 10 and 11, it says, Yet these men speak abusively against whatever they do not understand. And what things they do understand by instinct, they, like unreasoning animals, are the very things that destroy them. Woe to them, they have taken the way of Cain, they have rushed for profit into Balaam's error, they have been destroyed in Korah's rebellion.
在启示录呢，他在说，他说有几件事情我要责备你，就是你们那里有人服从了巴兰的教训，这个巴兰教导巴勒将绊脚石放在以色列人面前，叫他们吃祭偶像之物，行奸淫的事。
In Revelation chapter 2, verse 14, it says, Nevertheless, I have a few things against you. You have people there who hold to the teachings of Balaam, who taught Balak to entice the Israelites to sin by eating food sacrificed to idols and by committing sexual immorality.
我们刚才讲，一个是神的旨意，一个是人希望神照着他们的意思来做。
We just spoke of first God's will.And secondly, what men hope that God will do.
圣经里面有提到有三种神的旨意。
The Bible speaks of three types of God's will.
第一种是神命定的旨意。
The first is God's predestined will.
第二种是神许可的旨意。
The second is God's permissive will.
第三种是神任凭的旨意。
The third is God's
Let it be.
Free will.
Yeah.Let people ruin themselves. 神命定的旨意是什么呢？
What is God's permissive will, predestined will?
譬如说，主耶稣基督在客西马尼园的时候，他上去祷告一个小时，又下来，连续三次。
For example, when Jesus prayed three times in the garden,
他说：“然而不要成就我的意思，只要成就你的意思。”
He prayed, Lord, let not my will be done, but yours.
那你的意思，那是神命定的旨意。
So he said, let your will be done. That is God's predestined will.
也就是神在创世以前就已经设定好的。
Before creation began, God set certain things.
还有一种我讲说是神许可的旨意。
The second that we speak of is God's permissive will.
这种是譬如说是刚才我说我孩子小的时候他要吃糖，他要吃糖，当然我不会任凭他到处吃了生病，但是我还是许可他这么样去做。
As I gave in my illustration before, it's like when children ask for candy, I permit them to eat candy.
在圣经上面也有讲，那么原则上是在无伤大雅、无害大局的情况之下，神为了爱他的儿女所做的一种改变。
And in the Bible, there are certain circumstances in which God changes the course of things.
譬如说，有一次以赛亚先知来跟西西家王说：“你的命数尽了。”
Like when God healed Hezekiah.
这个西西家王听了，他就面向墙躺到床上，他就开始哭泣。
And when he was healed,
然后他就向神祷告。
He prayed to God.
这个神给他天寿十五年。
And God added 15 years to his life.
圣经上面说，神把日晷向后退了十度。
It says that God
make the dial dial 10 degrees. 这是一个神许可的旨意。
This is God's permissive will.
神有的时候也会这么做。
And God sometimes does this.
第三种就是神任凭的旨意。
And the third one is God's free will.
Oh no, it's God let people have their own will. 譬如讲说，我们圣经上面讲说，摩西向法老王行了十个灾的时候， 圣经上面说，神就使法老王心刚硬，就任凭法老王心刚硬，就任凭他。
So, like in the Old Testament, when Moses wanted Israelites to be freed, they performed these miracles before the Pharaoh, but God allowed the Pharaoh's heart to be hardened.
对，就好像巴兰，当他第一次问神说，那个是神命定的旨意，说你不可以咒诅以色列民，以色列民是蒙福的，那个是神命定的旨意。
And like in Balaam's life, when he wanted to pronounce a curse on the Israelites, it was God's predestined will that they were his chosen.
当巴兰第二次问的时候呢，那个是神任凭的旨意。
And when Balaam asked again, for him to cut was an example of God's allowing.
神已经看到巴兰是无可救药，神就任凭他。
God could see to Balaam's true heart and allow him to pronounce a curse.
神很清楚知道一个人虚伪的境界。
God knows a person's true heart.
神也知道我们隐藏了许多的私欲。
And God knows that many hidden and false desires lay within our hearts.
我们每一个人也可能像巴兰一样，心里面早有了主见，就希望神来配合我们，而不是我们去配合神。
We may also be like Balaam in our hearts, already having our own desires and decisions. On the surface, we may pray, appearing to seek His will, but in reality, we hope that God will follow our will and fulfill our plans.
就是说，表面上我们好像很会祷告，但实际上我们真正是在寻求，就是要神照我们的来许我们的愿。哪知道强求反而变成了受害。
We may pray as if we want God's will to be done in our lives, but we really want Him to agree with what we want for ourselves.
是的，当我们向神祷告的时候呢，我们最主要是要去寻求神的心意。
When we pray, we should first seek God's will.
我们不是要神来照我们的做法。
We don't want God to follow our plans.
譬如说，有一个学生，他向神祷告说。For example, a student prayed to God. 他说：“神啊，求你让我少花一点时间去教会里面，让我多花一点时间读书，这样子我的功课会好，这样子我可以为神做见证。”
If a student prays, Lord, let me go to church less, so that I may study more and get better grades and glorify you.
所以你们知道，这不是神命定的旨意，这只是这个学生他不想要去教会，他。找了一个理由来为他自己说而已。
We know that this is not God's predestined will. It is just an excuse.
就好像有一个上班做工的人，他说：“神啊，你就让我找到另外一个工作，那工作的钱比较多。那么我钱比较多呢，我也可以奉献多一点，我也可以荣耀神、见证神。”
It is like a person who is working who prays, "Let me get a different job where I will make."
人都自私啊。总能找出许多的理由来支持自己的行为。
People are all selfish. They find good excuses to justify their actions.
而且又觉得呢，我这么做也无伤大雅，神一定会同意我，一定会答应我的。
Especially when they feel they are in the right, of course God will bless their actions.
不过，当一个人如果当你这么想是为了你自己的私欲的时候呢，这就很危险了。
But if a person prays and asks for their own gain, this is very dangerous.
一个私欲熏心的时候，罪就在里面长出来的时候呢，你人已经不能够看到神要跟你讲的话，连驴子都会说话，那你眼睛看不到神了。
This is very dangerous because you will be blinded by your own desires, and you won't be able to see it unless a donkey points it out to you.
一个人为了自己的私欲而祷告的时候。
When a person prays out of their own desires.
如果说我向神祷告说，神啊，求你给我长寿，神啊，求你让我中乐透券，我可以一辈子为神来做工，我可以花很多钱来照顾一些的人的话，实际上这是我的私欲。
And I ask for a long life, or that I would win the lottery. This is my own selfishness.
我就会像巴兰一样，完全看不到。
And I will be blinded like Balaam.
完全听不到。
And I will be deaf.
我讲的话 也人家听不到。
The words that I speak would not be heard by others.
甚至于，当我们向神寻求答案的时候，我们真正是要先来寻求他的心意。
And when we discern God's voice, we would first know.
我们要让神多说话。
We want to let God speak more in our lives.
基督徒，我们在服事的生涯当中。
In the course of a Christian service.
应当从巴兰的身上学习到很多的事情。
We should learn from Balaam's life.
一些宝贵的功课。
Some very precious lessons.
要真真实实遵行他的旨意。
Let us very honestly, seek God's will.
不可以自欺欺人。Cannot lie to him and lie to yourself. 更不能够欺哄神。那么因为箴言六章十六到十九节说，耶和华所恨恶的有六样，连他心所憎恶的共有七样，就是高傲的眼、撒谎的舌、流无辜人的血、涂抹恶迹的心、飞跑行恶的脚、涂谎言的假见证，并弟兄中不善纷争的人。
In Proverbs chapter 6, there are six things that the Lord hates. Seven are haughty eyes, a lying tongue, hands that shed innocent blood, a heart that devises wicked schemes, feet that are quick to rush into evil, a false witness who pours out lies, and a man who stirs up dissension.
巴兰的阴间不远，圣经里面记载说，巴兰最后自己死于以色列人的乱刀之下，而且他也害了以色列人有两万四千个人死于瘟疫。
Balaam's demise is recorded. Not only did he die by the sword, but he caused over 240,000 Israelites to die by pestilence.
有一位牧师啊，他有一次要买一个房子。
There was a pastor who once wanted to buy a house.
你知道牧师都没有什么钱嘛，所以他那个钱都会打转，一个钱当两个钱用。
You know, pastors are poor, so he was a man of limited.
所以他买房子呢，就特别谨慎。
So when he bought a house, he was particularly frugal.
牧师有的时候我们讲就是 person with God, 是有神的人嘛。
We often say that a pastor is a God.
所以他就寻求神的旨意。
So he sought God's will.
就多祷告，又祷告，左寻求，右寻求。
And he prayed.
结果终于给他买到一个房子。
And he bought a house.
那个房子真是好得不得了，价钱又好，地点也好，而且这个 realtor 跟他讲说，这个后市看涨啊，这个冲起来不得了，比 Highland 都要红啊，都要火热。但是他搬进去没有多久呢，经济发生了变化， downsizing。所以那个邻居很多人都开始失业。
So many of his neighbors were lost in
debt. 所以那整个地区的房价全部就掉下来。
So in that entire area, the value of the houses fell.
他刚买没几个月就已经贬值10%了。
Not many months after he moved in, the house lost 90% of its value.
Or 10%. Wow, not bad.而且继续往下跑，
and continue to drop.
所以他就来到神的面前说，神啊神啊神啊， What's going on?
And he went before the Lord and asked, What's wrong?
我明明不是寻求神的旨意吗？为什么你会让我这个穷人还要雪上加霜呢？
Didn't I discern your will? Why are you allowing this to happen to me?
结果神跟他说，他说，孩子，我的旨意是让你买这个房子，难道是要你发财吗？
God comforted by asking, I give you this house to make you a rich man.
我难道是要你过一个好日子吗？
Or that you would live a very comfortable.
你看看你家左右邻居四下的这个整个街弄的人，不通通失业了吗？
Look at the neighbors to your right and left.
你还不去一家一家给我传福音去啊？
Aren't you poor? Why don't you?
这就是神的旨意。
All of these people.
当我们寻求神的旨意的时候，虽然对我们不利。我们照着神的旨意做的时候，虽然我们会有很多失掉，
even though we have many losses for going after God's will.
但是那是神的旨意。
That nevertheless is
His. 我们必须要照着去做。
And we must follow it.
让我们低头祷告。
Let's pray.
Lord, we thank you for continuously being with us and guide us and take our hands. Because we know that you are the Lord. You know the best for us. So we will not complain. We just want to follow your leadership. So we thank you. Thank you for using me and let everybody hear your word today. We give all the glory to you. We pray in Jesus' name.